Today is Tuesday, October 6, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I just got finished recording Throwing Down with Joe, and Taylor was on there because there was an announcement. Apparently, there was an announcement by Claire on Bon Appetit that she will not be renewing her contract with them and she's no longer going to be on their channel. So that was a little bit sad. And so Joe wanted to call Taylor and get his reaction. But I don't think Taylor was as much of a Claire fan as what Joe thought, because he was like, I'll buy her cookbook. It'll be fine. Mark and I are really big Claire fans. And so I'm bummed that she's not going to. I assumed that was going to be the case, that especially because they took so long to come back. I thought, they probably are really working on trying to get Claire, because she was the most popular of all of them. I don't know who's going to be left, because I believe Carla had said she's not going to appear in any more videos. Molly's not appearing in any videos. I think the only ones they have left are the guys, Andy and Chris and Brad. So I don't really know. And the only channel they've still been releasing videos on is Epicurious. So that'll be interesting. But I don't know, maybe Sola, who is one of the other ones on that kind of started the one that kind of called out the problem there at Bon Appetit. She is now on Binging with Babish's channel. He's expanded to do more shows, not just his own. And she got a show on his channel. So we've been watching her show. So that's good. So I'm sad. But anyway, I was recording Throwing Down, and they probably were like, he ended, and I was like, okay, guys, gotta go. Bye. And they're like, oh, bye. I think they were, because I really needed to record this, edit it, get it out, and then, we've got to eat. And I don't think I'm going to have time to cook, so we're going to just have to go pick something up. But like I said yesterday, I think I said it yesterday, I'm going to start Weight Watchers either Monday of next week or the following week. It depends, because this is our last week of doing P90X. We may decide we want one more week of just doing nothing and eating whatever we want. But so either Monday or the following Monday, actually, I think Mark is going to do it with me somewhat, because he pretty much eats whatever I'm eating, because I cook most of the time. So anyway, yeah, there is that. And so we'll probably pick something up. And we did do my least favorite exercise of all of P90X. It's called isometrics. And the whole 30 minutes is you holding various forms of planks and yoga poses, tree pose, but you hold them for a minute apiece, and especially the planks, and a plank with a leg lift as well. So you're doing a one-handed plank. So a plank, let's say you're on your right hand and your left arm is out. And not only that, but you have to raise one of your legs at the same time. It is ridiculous. Not only do you have to have balance, but it is so painful. I mean, it is so ridiculously painful. And so we did that one today before I recorded with Joe. And then that's why, because it's right now at 7:27 in the evening. And I'm just now recording, which is a lot later than I normally record. So yeah, anyway, so there's that. So last night, after I recorded, it was a pretty typical night as usual. I have been, I mentioned this before, and I don't know that you guys find this interesting at all. None of you probably find this interesting at all. But I now that I'm not doing technical stuff at work, I really miss programming. I really miss writing code and, I don't know, cloning Git repositories and setting up containers and, doing all that, kind of Cody stuff that I like doing that I really don't do anymore. And so I decided, you know, I'm going to create this bot. And the thing was, for Pride 48, and I call it a bot. I mean, it's just basically a program that's going to run, because we pay for, so some automation that we have for Pride 48 is when you, if you are, and somebody emailed me and said I needed to check on that. I think it was Archer. Archer, I believe if you emailed me, I'm going to check on that. But whoever it was, I'll be checking on that tonight. But we now are having to pay for this with this company called IFTTT, where you basically say, hey, you can wire things together, is a simple way to put it. So you can say like, hey, listen to this feed URL, and anytime there's a new feed, I want you to tweet to this Twitter account or whatever. And there are all kinds of components that you can add to it. You can add Gmail, you can add Twitter, you can add Instagram, you can add Android, you can add Facebook, you can add a lot of home automation stuff. And so the reason it's called IFTTT is it's if this, then that. So basically you'll say, if something happens on this component, I want you to do this on this other component. So like if this RSS feed has a new entry, I want you to email me, you know, with a copy of that or whatever. And so we pay for that. But there's a lot of things that I've been wanting to do automation wise. Like, for instance, I want to, when there's someone live on the stream, I would like us to automatically tweet out Facebook, Instagram, everything to say, hey, someone is live on the stream right now. You may want to have a listen. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the podcasters, they'll do that themselves. They'll tweet to their own personal account. But I would really like the Pride 48 account to tweet that out and say, hey, we have a live, you know, we have somebody live on there. I would also like it to go to the Discord. So like if there's somebody streaming live, I would like a post to the Discord saying, hey, someone is live right now, and to say who it is. You know, the other thing is I want a way for you to see like, so right now on the show page, we wanted to originally kind of sort by a combination of most recent post on your RSS feed and like a couple of other criteria, like do you live stream on Pride 48, yada yada yada. So but right now we just kind of sort arbitrarily. So another thing I want to do is I want to have this bot check constantly for new podcasts and constantly resort that show list based on like the most recent post to their RSS feed and stuff like that. So there's a lot of things I want to do, but the main thing is so we don't have to keep paying for IFTTT. I want this bot to continually check the feeds of all the RSS of all the Pride 48 shows, and when they post a new show, I want it to tweet it out and say, hey, we can stop paying for this extra thing that we're paying for. But also, it would be easier because right now I have to manually, every time we have a new show, I have to manually go to ifttt.com and add a new recipe or a new applet for that new show. Whereas once I get this bot created, I can directly connect it to our database and it will just filter through every show in the database and check their RSS feed. So I know that was super exciting for all of you. But so I've been working on that, and I really had to set up all the developer stuff on my laptop because I haven't been using it. And I've got a newer laptop that I haven't really used to do any coding. And so I hadn't set all that up. So it took me a couple of days to get that set up. So tonight is going to be the first night that I actually have time to write some code. So I'm looking forward to that while we're watching TV or whatever. So I got a couple of tweets to mention on Twitter. Dean Barney says, thanks for the translation. I was confused for a while, but yes, savory scones. He's talking about the biscuits. I don't like them personally. I always think it's a wasted opportunity not to make them into sweet scones with clotted cream and jam jelly. You know, jam and jelly are two different things, Dean Barney. I don't know. Actually, it's really good to have a savory scone and put jelly on it. So like you'll cut the or a savory biscuit, sorry, a biscuit, cut it in half, and put grape jelly on it. It's so good. Or honey, or, you know, anything. I mean, they're really good. They're savory, but it's really good to put jelly on them. So, I don't know. Kathy Bacon tweeted something about her son eating, I think it looked like Waffle House. And Lori Vader, or Larry Vader, whatever they call him, he says, oh, is he having burgers with Geeky Gay TV? And no, I've not met her son, but, you know. And then, of course, Kathy Bacon says that I hate the Bacon family. So, you know, so I responded and said, actually, I do hate people, but not specifically the Bacon family, just all people. There's more about it. She wanted to know, like, how he knew it was Waffle House, and he said it was the fake cheese. You know, I love the fake cheese. It's not fake cheese. It's American cheese. And I love it. I love American cheese. It really does melt better than like, you know, the more fancy cheeses. I actually, on Pioneer Woman, Mark and I watch Pioneer Woman, and she always talks about Velveeta. I mean, she calls it processed cheese. She doesn't actually say the name Velveeta, but she's like, processed cheese is the best when you're wanting it to melt. And I agree. Like, if you're making, and those American cheese singles melt so well on top of like hash browns, it's really good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out other great podcasts at pride48.com/shows.